The Trump administration has thrown the 2020 census into another political storm. President Trump has issued a memo calling for a change to how census numbers are used to divide seats in Congress. The Constitution says those numbers should include every person living in this country, but the president wants unauthorized immigrants to be excluded from that count. Some state and civil rights groups are now threatening legal action. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports on all things census-related, and he joins us now this morning. Hi, Hansi.
Good morning, Rachel.
So first off, what does the president's memorandum actually say?
It directs the Commerce Secretary, who oversees the Census Bureau, to include in a legally required report of census results information that would allow the president to, as you explained, exclude unauthorized immigrants from numbers that are used for reapportioning congressional seats. And it does reference an executive order from last year, an executive order that requires federal agencies and asks states to share their government records with the Census Bureau in order to produce data on citizenship, anonymized data on who is and who is not a citizen. And the Trump administration wants to use that information to produce data on unauthorized immigrants in order to exclude them from apportionment count. And important to keep in mind here, there is an ongoing federal lawsuit in Alabama about this specific issue of excluding unauthorized immigrants from the apportionment count. And all of this issue is also expected to be challenged in other litigation by civil rights groups in other states.
So, I mean, this is going to end up in the courts soon, obviously. What does that mean for the actual census?
You know, this count is still happening. And the big concern here amongst a lot of census advocates is that this news could put a real chilling effect on a census that's already been upended by the coronavirus pandemic. You know, right now, roughly about 4 out of 10 homes are uncounted. The Census Bureau is trying really hard to reach those uncounted, unresponsive homes. And many of them are from historically undercounted groups, groups with high levels of distrust of the government. Mm-hmm. And, you know, important to keep in mind, there are federal laws in place that require the Census Bureau to keep information, personally identifiable information, confidential for 72 years and prohibit that information from being used against an individual. But this move by the Trump administration could really raise fears that this administration might try to misuse census information, specifically about unauthorized immigrants. And there could be a really huge cost to that, because if the census is not accurate, does not include every person living in the country, that means that some communities might not get their fair share in $1.5 trillion a year in federal tax dollars for Medicare, Medicaid, and other public services, as well as political representation for the next 10 years.
Right. So what's the timeline here? How much time does the Census Bureau have to finish counting?
Well, the Census Bureau has said it plans to keep counting until October 31st, but really, that depends on the coronavirus and whether or not door knocking and sending out workers to visit homes is possible. And, you know, it's not clear when the Census Bureau is actually going to provide the results of the 2020 census. The legal deadline is by December 31st. State population counts to the president. The Bureau has asked for a 4-month extension to that. But so far, only Democrats have introduced bills that would allow extensions to that deadline.
NPR's Hansi Lo Wang for us on this story. Thanks, Hansi.
You're welcome, Rachel.